Blog Talk Radio.
I need to get that coffee. Friday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know it's been a while and I know we haven't been doing it, but the Lord is still good. He has had us on other assignments and sometimes he had to take us to another place to take us to another place. Amen. Glory to God. We want to give God honor on today. We want to thank him for allowing us to come before his people, to come and share words, share some words of inspiration, some music of inspiration, some praise and worship music. Amen. Glory to God. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, we'd like to welcome you all back to Fresh Fire Friday. And if you're new, we welcome you. Amen. With the love of the Lord. Amen. We're going to start this off with prayer. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for loving us enough to let us see another day. Father, we come to you and ask you, Father, if there's anything that we said, done, or thought of that was unpleasing to you, that you forgive us. So, Father, as we come to the throne room petitioning your grace, your mercy, your favor on today, Father, we say thank you in advance because we know it's already done. We ask you, Father, to continue to move in this place, God. We ask you to continue to touch every leader, those that are saved, unsaved, God, those who just don't believe. God, we ask you to blow through your planet, girl, blow through your earth, God, and clear out everything that's not like you. Father, we thank you in advance because we know it's already done. And we love you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, we want to say thank you all to coming from Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time on today. Amen. Glory to God. But I was just on today, we know it's Good Friday and Easter is coming, and we know the seven last words, and throughout the show, we're going to try to fit some of those in, not to elaborate on them or nothing, but to just get the understanding that because the gospel, the record of the gospel, that during those 6 hours when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he made seven different statements, and these statements are of tremendous significance because they're the last words of Jesus before his, and they demonstrate that Jesus was consistent in his message. Amen. Until the end of time, he was consistent in his work. Amen. And the book of Luke, I think it's chapter 23:34, where it says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This first of seven sayings of Jesus shows that he was thinking of others until the end of his life. How many of us can just think of others just during the day, thinking of somebody else's well-being, thinking of somebody else's need? But even while experiencing a horrible pain of crucifixion, he was praying for the very people who caused him suffering. Oh, that's a word in itself. Amen. He came to earth for the purpose of forgiving sinners, and he loved them and forgave them. He loved us and forgave us. Amen. Until the end, it was because of man's sin that he was on the cross suffering on behalf of our sins. Amen. Let's remember, he did this for us. Amen. He did this for us. Fresh Fire Friday. Let's get it going.
My marriage, my kids, they're close to my heart. Everything, my past, the pain, my scars, everything. My dreams, my career, I'm giving you, Lord, everything.
Everything, everything. on. It's only because he lives I can face tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives.
Yes.
I'm telling you, every bit of fear, it's gone. No more, no more, no more. Because I know.
Resurrecting me in your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting king is resurrecting me in your name I come alive to declare. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me away.
Are you glad he washed you? Are you really glad he washed you? Just think about all the filthy, nasty, dirty things that God washed away from our lives, washed away from our minds, the filthy, nasty thoughts. Amen. Glory to God. The filthy, nasty attitudes, he washed them away. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, my God. It's about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Not only did Jesus forgive those who crucified him, he also forgave one of the thieves crucified next to him. And when the thieves were put on the cross, both of them cursed Jesus. But as time elapsed, one of the thieves had a change of heart. How many of us had a change of heart when somebody came to minister to us? No matter what was going on, we really knew the Christ was in them. We really knew who they was in Christ. And the change, because the anointing of the word, the anointing of the ministry, when you minister and you allow Jesus to lead you in ministry, people begin to change. They begin to listen. Their hearts begin to get soft, and they just start receiving. It's the way we have to sometimes remember when we are ministering to people how we deliver the word. Amen. We have to remember how we are delivering, how we felt when people came to minister to us. It's not a place or a time for us to holler, scream, tell people they're going to hell, da-da-da-da-da. No, that is not how we do. We have to do it like Christ. We have to do it in love. Amen. Because in Christ, there's no greater love. Amen.
to Calvary to save a wretch, save a wretch like you and me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We were just talking about how the guy cursed Jesus as time elapsed on one of the thieves. He had to change your heart. Amen. Glory to God. But we got to remember even in that how one of the criminals who was hanging had blasphemed him and saying if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But then the others who rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condition? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It was at that juncture that Jesus made his second statement from the cross, promising to forgive the repentant thief. And again, we see Jesus' concern for others. His example later led the Apostle Paul to exhort the Philippian church. Amen. It's about Jesus. We have to seek Jesus, trust Jesus, believe in Jesus, worship Jesus, praise Jesus, even try to mimic and live like Jesus. He is the Most High God. He is the Almighty, all good, all great, all powerful, the great I am. He is Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
precious name of
Jesus.
How he loved me in spite of me.
Jesus.
The name
Jesus.
It's so sweet, I know. Oh, I love the name
Jesus.
What you did for me.
Hallelujah. No other name. Jesus. Jesus. If you just say it in your spirit, just say it. Jesus. The Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Born in Bethlehem. Say his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Born in Bethlehem. Circumcised, officially named and presented at the temple. Jesus, visited by Matthew. Jesus escaped to the escaped to and returned from Egypt. Amazed the temple scholars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was baptized by John. Hallelujah. He was tempted by Satan. Ministered in Galilee. He transfigured on a mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was betrayed. Hallelujah. And tried, crucified, died, and was buried. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rose again and appeared. Hallelujah. Ascended to heaven. Hallelujah. Say his name. He is our Savior. And if you don't know him, please, please take the opportunity to get to know him. Take this opportunity to present someone who don't know him to him. You ever go places and you find yourself around people that you really highly look up to, and the first thing you want to do is introduce somebody else to them to let them know that you know them? You know, like if it's Michael Jordan, and you know him, but you be so happy to introduce everybody just to let people know that you know him. We got to have that same joy in introducing people to Jesus. We got to get back to that place where we start introducing people to Jesus, because we got to remember it's still about salvation. Amen. It's still about salvation. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you call on his name today? If we can help you, we will assist you in any way. This is MCI Ministry Radio. This is Fresh Fire Friday. And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And we never forget, it's still about the souls.
After listening to every message and song tonight, there has been a message in the music. There may be one, and you're here tonight without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Secondly, if you're here and you're looking for a church home and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, we welcome you tonight. Thirdly, if there's a backslider and you want that joy restored in your life, I am here to tell you that he will restore the joy. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He will do it now.
Yes.
Finally, if you seek the fullness of his Holy Spirit, the Lord will give to you the desire of your heart. Come on, right now, wherever you are.
Yes.
We offer Christ to you. Oh, my brother, we offer Christ to you. Oh, my sister, brand new life, life abundantly. Oh,
altar, but I believe that there's someone else who needs to make a decision right now. If the Lord was to call you right now, the question is, that's it. Come on, are you ready? The Lord loves you. He really does. The Bible says the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When he comes back, my brothers and sisters, the Bible said he's coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day or the hour when he's going to come. If I were you, I wouldn't play with my soul. My soul is too valuable. Come on, I see you. I see you. I see you. Praise God. Come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come again to say thank you to all our listeners. We hope that the Holy Spirit has moved. We pray that the music has touched your heart, and we pray that MCI Ministry Radio has been a blessing to you, and we pray that you continuously grow in Christ. We pray that the wisdom of God continues to fall upon you, that his wealth continue to fall upon you. We pray here at MCI Ministry Radio that whatever your heart's desire is, and it lines up with the will of God for your life, that it shall come to pass. Amen. We just want to thank you all again for supporting the ministry. And I want to send a special shout out to First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, who's been holding down the fort. When I say holding it down, putting it together, breaking it apart, putting it back together, she better than any super glue. She better than any gorilla glue. She holds the anointed glue to this ministry. Amen. And we want to thank her on a daily basis because we don't thank her enough. And we want her to know that she is appreciated. And we just pray that the Spirit of God continues to use her and continue to guide her. Amen. We also want to thank Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Ministries, who's been also holding it down, keeping a ministry afloat and doing his part. Because like he always say, if it's the word, it's undisputed. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to continue to thank you all for your support. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to say a shout out to Pastor Williams, Pastor Waters, all the ministry leaders, all the leaders around the world, all those that are holding up the flag of salvation for the kingdom building of God. We just want to just like lift you up. We want to hold you up. We want to be there to be your spiritual backbone. We want you to know that you're not in this by yourself. Our prayers go up to the heavens for you. Amen. You are not forgotten. And believe me, God is not forgotten about you either. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so happy to be back in the house. I am so glad to be back just doing the work of God. Amen. It's been a shaky, you know, situation, but God always makes a way. Amen. And when I say that, I don't want no one to be saying, oh, what was he doing? Or what was going on? Why is he? It's just a statement. Amen. You know, sometimes God has to move you to another place to do another ministry. You have to do something else. He has another assignment for you in this season, that season. You're always not going to be in the same place at all time. Amen. Glory to God. So I don't, you know, I say that because, you know, if you say something, people always taking and run with it the wrong way. And we're not going to have this ministry like that. We're not going to allow people to do that. Amen. So glory to God. Once again, we want to thank First Lady Apostle Carolyn McNeil, who's also a mother, who's also a mother, a grandmother, a wife, a friend to so many, intercessor. If you get a chance, check out her book, Prayer for the Nations, Broken but Not Forsaken. She has a ministry page, global ministry page. She does so much. She does the service on Sunday mornings, and we can't thank her enough. Amen. We're just going to ask God to bless her in a special way. Amen. So like she always say, I am so long-winded. So Father God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before your people. We thank you, Father, for keeping us on another day. And Father, we just ask you to bless those that are suffering in a different way, all those, because we want to pray against cancer. We want to pray against diabetes. We want to pray against Alzheimer's. We want to pray against anything that's not like you, any impure blood, any disease, anything that will filter what you have put together, God. We want to pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. We want to pray against dementia. We want to pray against cancer and diabetes and AIDS and everything that's just not like you, God. Restore our minds back to you, Father. Restore our hearts back to loving you, Father. Restore our children, God. Keep them in your perfect peace, Father. We pray against gun violence. We pray against wars. We pray against starvation. We pray against lack, God. We just come to you, Father, and ask of you to make a way out of no way, God. You are the author and finisher of our life and our faith. You are the creator of all things, moon, stars, ocean, seas. You are the great I am. You can do all things but fail. So we send our holy hands up to you. We send our petitions up to you to move, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And move at your pace, Lord, and move the way you want to move, God. We want to send out prayers to just so many people, Mr. Steve Harvey, Mr. DMX. There's just people that needs to be prayed for and covered in the blood. Father, we ask you to keep them. T.D. Jakes, Father, we ask you to keep them, Father. We just ask you to keep all the ministers, all the pastors, deacons, ushers. Keep them, Father. Keep them in your peace. Keep them in your care, God. Watch over them, Lord. The organ player, the drummer, the keyboard player, the maintenance man, the cleaning man. Father, keep them in your peace. Keep them in your perfect care, God. Keep them, Father, because we know that you're about to make a move. And we know that things is going to change. Father, keep us in our place. Keep our mind set on you. And we thank you this day that you have given us to breathe. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. And once again, we thank you all for coming out. And before we go, as always, as Apostle always said, we have a song.
Just hey.